Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome back, Executive Director. Thank you very much for joining us. So let's zone in on the military part last night. Hit any part that you want. What did you take away from it?
Well, first of all, I just got to say, was that a debate or was that like a nursing home recovery unit going on to the right? I mean, I just love that President Trump knows how to work cameras. He's been in media. He knew the cameras were on him. And so when Joe started going on his ramble, he cocks his head to the side, you know, like when your dog has a question, like, huh? He cocked his head to the side and then he turns and looks at Joe. Then he comes back to the camera, and then he turns and looks again, and it was that WTF look on his face, like, what are you talking about? And then he went on to say about how he's rambling. I don't think he even understood what I didn't understand anything he said. I don't think he knows either. And it was hysterical. But I was in a room with a lot of people. They were doing a debate watch party. I was their guest speaker. So I didn't catch a lot of the nuances till I came back home and went through the media clips. And I was like, whoa, this was really, really good. Military, to get on topic. So I served 20 years in the United States Marine Corps. I'm a retired gunnery sergeant. And, you know, my ears are open for the entire presentation. But when Joe Biden actually had the audacity to say that no military men or women had died while he was president, exactly. It was absolutely stunning. Not only the 13 in Afghanistan, there were three in Jordan that died, the National Guardsmen who were shot by the Iranian drone because the U.S. failed to provide any pushback on the Houthis that were bombing ships in the Red Sea, continually, you know, sending drones out and attacking ships. We did send naval warships, but here we are 50 some odd days of getting hit by drones before the U.S. responded. Every single day there was an attack on a different type of installation. American installations were getting hit and we did nothing. And it wasn't until those three members died, men and women, and multiple others that were injured, just like in Afghanistan.
Well, let me ask you, Gunnery Sergeant, you got to be heartened, though, now that you say, I wish you had been able to hear it there, though. I was heartened, and you, directly in the military for years, that Afghanistan made its way in. It sprinkled in and out a great number of times last night, indicating to the moderators what Trump did, et cetera. America has not forgotten about this, even though it was a good bit ago.
Absolutely. I am so thrilled with that, too. I agree with you because, yes, they're not talking about the three that were killed by the Iranian drones, but the mere fact that that was like watching a Keystone Cop movie to see those Marines have to try to evacuate and murdered, literally murdered by the suicide bomber that was in the sights of a sniper who couldn't even get approval to fire upon the suicide bomber. Many people may have remembered he testified in front of Congress how they were seeking approval. Can I fire? Can I fire? Can I fire? And they never let him. And the next thing you know, the blast happened. He's laying down on the ground. His squad leader's dead next to him. He himself was hit with like probably over 50 different pieces of shrapnel. And when you look at this, they did not forget. And I'm thrilled about that, because those deaths, the president never even has met with those Gold Star families, has never spoken to them outside of there at Dover, where he turned it to him all about his son, Bo, who did not die in combat. And for him to sit there and actually try to suggest this president that he's a better president for the veterans is insulting to every American. Many, many of our service members who had served in Afghanistan or even outside of Afghanistan, but during those time frames, suffered serious post-traumatic stress when they saw what happened in Afghanistan. That collapse was disarray, and Trump called them out. You didn't even fire anybody. Some of those generals should have been fired.
And to that point, I'm sorry to interrupt, but to that point,
yes.
Trump and people that support Trump, I think, would make the point, of course, nobody supports the military more, but the General Milley's of the world and some of these others, we don't support.
Well, there's a lot of politicians that have gone through the Pentagon, and now the mask is off. I think that many people recognize, after going into Iraq, and many of us believed in what we were doing because of 9/11, you know, go after the dictator who's using chemical weapons, and then, you know, we went into Afghanistan. And then we often feel like, how many people died for us to have barely made a dent in this, you know, particularly Afghanistan, to fall to the Taliban again. And that's where Osama bin Laden's, you know, efforts had originated. And he was found in Pakistan, yes. But here we are 20 years after that, and we have nothing to show for it. Zero.
Exactly.
Billions of dollars in equipment. And then, you know, Joe Biden comes up with the debunked talking point of suckers and losers, which has been debunked by 19 people who were in the room. They were going over there for Normandy. And, you know, to have General Kelly make those comments to the press is that he's trying to undermine President Trump, which to me is the greatest insult of all. You willingly and voluntarily served for that president. Where is your ethos, that your honor, what you're doing is inappropriate? And he fired him. So here we go. Joe, you didn't fire anybody. I fired that general.
Exactly. It was
you know,
a big point, a big moment. Well, I'm so glad for people like you and others, since you're out there on the trail for Trump, that this came through last night with all the issues that were out there. This made its way through, and it was
absolutely
a big thing. Thank you again for your service. Hope we talk with you down the road here very soon.
All right, everybody, and sign up at TrumpForce47.com. If you want to volunteer for the campaign, you'll get a lot of opportunity to help the campaign. TrumpForce47.com.
Thank you, Jesse Jane Duff, here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.